Chapter 18. The Hidden Prince. For a moment, sheer, naked terror takes hold and I freeze. Mother always told me that if the Krasians believed I was male, they would kill me before I could attempt to lay claim to the Skull Throne. As if I would ever want it. It's the reason Mother kept the truth of my body secret. Why I've always been too afraid to tell anyone. But they don't kill me. Even now, I can tell they don't truly understand. I fear Belina will probe deeper and learn the truth, but the Damating averts her eyes the moment she sees the outline of my body in my aura. Just as Mother said, the moment I fail to fall into one box, they place me in the other without question. Irithan watches me with martial tension now. As if expecting attack. Apologies, little brother. We did not know. Even his tone is more respectful than before. It makes me want to scream. I'm no use to you as a bride, I say carefully. No one has died. If you let us go now and return to the desert, it will be impractical for either of my parents to pursue. Irithan shakes his head. I am afraid it has come too far for that. The dice demanded you, Prince Olive, Belina says, and her tone too has shifted. Female or not, Krasia needs your blood if it is to survive. The words send a chill down my spine, but I am careful to keep my face neutral. Do not fear, brother. Irithan says. This is the sound of glory calling. Your mother's ruse has heaped great indignity upon you, but it is not too late. We can yet make you a man. The words hit harder than I expect. Make me a man. Can they really know what that means? Can anyone? I've read the Krasian holy book, the Avijah, a book Mother says was penned by strong men, building into their scripture the subjugation of women and the weak. And yet, the Tender's canon, celebrated in every cathedral in Hollow, is little better. The blow is softer, but the dogma much the same. A woman's place is home with the children, and the man's to protect and lead. Like sheep, Mother would say. She's worked to change things since taking the throne, appointing women to positions of real power and opening Gatherer's University. But I am living proof that she still sees a gender line. I had more freedom in one night as a man than 15 years as Princess Olive. Even captive here, I have a taste of it now, and there is a part of me that wants more, that wants to be appreciated. Respected, like Irithan, like a man. Kai Tomoka is dismissed, and Irithan returns to his horse as Belina's carriage breaks away from the main caravan with an escort of mounted warriors. I'm given tan pants and robe, along with a loose scarf to protect my face and hair from sun and sand, traditional clothes for a child in the Krasian desert. They give me bedo cloth as well, but I dare not unweave my own, and Belina says nothing as I decline to remove it while I change. I am not bound or kept from the windows, but as we race east along the empty, forgotten roads, the trees are a blur, and I quickly lose track of the forks and turns. I can see wards glowing on the horses' hooves, making their strides tireless and impossibly fast. The unnatural speed slows at sunrise, but there is no rest. We press on at a mortal, but no less frantic, pace, and by twilight come to the shore of the Great Lake. A landing boat awaits us on the beach, its mothership a dark silhouette out on the water. I cast about for Mika as we leave the carriage and animals behind to board the ship, but there is no sign of her. There are wards along the planks and keel of the boat, But still I shudder as we push off. We are far from Mother's great wards. It is said the lake is so deep, water demons do not need to return to the core to flee the sun, only sink below the light. I watch the water, waiting for a horned tentacle to rise from the lake and wrap itself around the bow. You are wise to fear the demons beneath the waves, Irivan says. On land they are formidable, but we have ground to stand on, air to breathe as we fight. In the dark water, there is only cold and blackness. I am led to a small cabin on the ship, still unbound, but with a pair of guards posted at the door. I remember how easily the Watcher defeated me. I do not think I would last even that long against two armed and armored Sharum, and even if I could, it isn't as if swimming is an option. We sail for 2 days, skirting shipping and patrol routes as we head south. Whenever the winds weaken, oarsmen bend their backs to keep up the pace until we reach the southern shore, where a camp awaits with fresh animals and supply. We move more slowly during the increasingly hot days, resting frequently, but at night the animals race across the desert on warded feet that eat the miles. The magic Belina is expending is enormous. I've studied horror magic my entire life, but demon bones have become increasingly rare in Hollow since the Deliverer's Purge and the building of the Great Wards. Belina is draining a king's hoard of their power to spirit me away before anyone can figure out what's happened. In my heart, I expected to be rescued by now. For General Cutter to appear with a cavalry of Hollow Lancers to take me home. The maps in Mother's study say it can take a month for a messenger to travel from Hollow to Desert Spear. But in less than a week, we crest a rise, and I see it in the distance. Great spires topping a massive wall of warded sandstone. Fort Crasier, the Desert Spear. Rescue isn't coming.